Hello and welcome to the studio. Thanks for listening in. This is your host, June Bunch, and we are at the Morian Art Center with our team of wonder people from the Morian Art Center and Morian Center for Clay. Why don't you guys introduce yourself? Let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Zan Peters. I'm the operations manager of the Morian Center for Clay, located in the historic Seaboard train station.
And I'm Amanda Cooper. I'm the chief curator for the Morian Art Center.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having
Yeah.
us.
So, July, it is literally right now. So exciting. How is it happening? The days are long. The activities are exciting.
The air is humid.
The air is humid.
Indeed.
We don't need a lot of coaxing to tell people how much fun it is to go into an air-conditioned gallery. But what are some of the reasons why they might want to come to the gallery this month in July? Let's see. Let's start with you.
Well, there are lots of reasons to that you could stop by the Morian Center for Clay, especially advantageous on July 11th, second Saturday. We'll be open late till 9. We'll be opening two shows that evening. One in the front gallery will be a group exhibition called Universal Narratives, led by really incredible artist Taylor Robinall. And that will be up through September 5th. This is going to be a really great collective show about all of the different artists' experiences in their residency and their practices and where it's all sort of intersecting together in their time to get the time making together. There's going to be 12 artists in this show. So something for everybody. In the middle gallery, we have a solo show of one of our residents entering ending her first year, about to start her second year. Lily Denhoff is going to have a solo show called Presence Perspective. And this will be sort of a look back at her first year, some of the experimentations she has tried, some of the different forms she's been exploring, especially as it relates to wood fire, which is a huge part of her practice, but also different potential functionalities she can get out of her wood fire practice. And that is a shorter show that will be up until August 4th.
Nice. Yeah, her wood firing textures are so beautiful. Oh my gosh. Well, that's exciting. And then later in the month, you guys have an event too. You
Yes, we
are,
do.
what is it? You're like getting rid
Yes.
of a bunch of things.
Yes. I mean, as we all should, we were a little late for spring cleaning, but now on July 25th, from 11 to 4, we're going to be having a yard sale at the train station. So this is going to be pottery that's been abandoned, that's been with us for a very long time.
Orphan pots.
Yes. Think of it like that. Think of it as like coming to like a shelter, to
Adopt a
adopt a
pot.
pot. Yeah, exactly. So we're going to have a tremendous amount of work that it is unbelievable people, left some of this stuff behind. It is really worth coming to check out. We also received a really tremendous couple of donations over the summer, which is letting us get rid of some of our old woodworking tools and machines. So, in addition to all of the ceramics that will be up for grabs, there will also be a good amount of woodworking, wood shop tools and machines that you could come and pick up.
At a deal. Oh,
Oh,
that's so
yes.
cool. Yeah.
Yes.
And it's not like one of those like yard sales where you have to be up at the crack of dawn. It's 11 to 4, so that's kind of
Yeah.
nice.
Yeah. So, definitely come by and see all of that and come say hello to us at the Center for Clay.
Goody. I'm definitely putting it on my list because I love adopting as
Oh yeah.
you
That's what I call it. I've stopped like on jogs, like to look at to people's yard sales.
Oh, so good. I know my grandma is like a professional yard sale finder. She's incredible. But I don't know, everybody has their things that they look for at yard sales, and she's good at
Yeah.
finding things.
Yeah.
Treasures,
Yeah.
literally, truly. So many. I can't wait. Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, the hoarder in me.
I know, I know.
So, wow, okay. The Morian Center for Clay sounds like it's going to be popping. That's
Oh,
going to be
yeah.
so awesome. Speaking of pop in and pop rocks and candy and sweet things and
Oh, nice
stuff. Thank
segue.
you. There's some sweet stuff happening at the Morgan Center for Clay, I hear.
For sure. We have a lot happening also in July over here at the Morian. The first and foremost is our annual member show, and this year the theme is Sugar High, which is one of my personal favorite themes. And it's really shaping up to be, I think, one of my favorite member shows with all the work that's coming in. Our members are the backbone of the Morian, so we wouldn't be here without them. And so we have about 150 of our member artists that are
Wow.
in the
Ooh.
show, all different mediums and all around the theme of sugar. And I got diabetes just accepting all the work last weekend. No. So that's happening. That opens July 11th, also, along with the Center for Clay exhibitions during Gallery Walk Night. And it runs through September 23rd. And there's lots of summer activities related to that. So I would encourage y'all to check out our website and see everything that's going on. Then we have artist talks, a yard sale that's separate from the clay one, but that's later on in the summer. We'll talk about that during another month. Also opening on July 11th is Into the Mystic, a solo show by Nevern Covington. Nevern is a longtime Morian member and painting instructor. She is one of our most beloved instructors. She's been teaching here with us for decades, over 30 years, I think.
Wow.
And she last year she won Best of Show in the member show, and whoever wins that gets a solo show the following year.
Right on.
So we get a solo show of hers because of that. And then another exhibition opening on the 11th is It's Been a Privilege, which is a collection of Rob and Linda Giordano. Rob Giordano is a longtime Morian staff member. He passed away in 2015. Very beloved Morian person and artist. And he and his wife Linda is Linda Gelinella Giordano. Linda is a former Miss New Jersey. I love saying that. And she is also one of our very well-known local meteorologists. When I was a kid, she was always on the air.
That's fun.
And so she's kind of a local celebrity. But she and her husband, Rob, they built a big ceramics collection, and now she's ready to share it with the rest of us. So there's going to be about 80 pieces of ceramics from their collection, mostly some pretty well-known local artists. There's some pieces of Rob's there as well. And so it's going to be a really meaningful and fun show to look at and go through. And then last but not least, we have Joyland, a solo show by Benaiah Cusack. Every year in our pop-up space during the summer, we highlight a member artist. And so his work visually goes really well with the Sugar High theme. It's very bright and colorful and great. You'll love it. But that show is very short. It's only for the month of July, so don't miss that. So that's everything happening here at the Morian in July. Then across the street at the Chihuly Collection in the Featured Artist Gallery. First of all, we still have Fresh Squeezed. Fresh Squeezed at the Morian closed last month, but we still have two artists showing there. We have Gwen Mailer and Jillian Probert. And that show is up through July 19th. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, please do so. And then after that, July 25th, we open Pattern and Pause, which is our summer focus on our glass studio artists. So this year we have three of them: Matthew Zidek, Kaylee Carlton, and Kimberly Fahey. See what they are up to and see artwork, amazing glasswork that's being made right here.
That's
That's
kind of cool.
it. I'm
Yeah.
getting out of breath.
I know. That's a lot.
Wow.
There's so many
That's so
things.
much to say.
Whew.
Okay. I think that's it. That's a lot.
The
so much for
gallery.
summers being, you know, relaxing and laid back.
Never.
Oh my
So it's
God.
all good.
It's like overboard of a wave of wonderful things. That sounds great. I'm glad that we got to learn about everything and now to find it out for our own eyes. By golly, July 11th. It's gonna be
It's
great.
the place to be.
Yeah.
These two places.
Yeehaw! Well, thank you so much for sharing that with Radio St. Pete, and we appreciate you coming into the studio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank
Of
you for having
course.
us.
And thank you for listening. You are listening to Radio St. Pete, and we have some awesome tunes coming up next.